Hanger, seeing the front line disappear, assumes the militia are retreating, which militia often did in battle. As you watch, the cavalry attacks up the road a second time. When they get to Trade Street, they receive a second volley from men in both directions along the street and fall back in confusion. As they retreat, the second line of militia advances to Trade, some men going underneath the courthouse behind the wall and the others around. They fire another volley into the British backsides, though their targets are too far away by that time for this to have much effect. The men from the first line join the second, while the British cavalry turns around. However, the Redcoat infantry is approaching behind the houses and begins to fire on the Patriot flanks as the cavalry slowly advances again about 100 yards behind. Davy orders the front lines to retreat. They fall in with the third line 100 yards back around modern 5th Street, also not there at the time. Cornwallis himself rides into the area and yells to the cavalry, "Legion, remember you have everything to lose but nothing to gain," apparently referring to their reputation. They attack past you, splitting around the courthouse, but a volley from Davy's third line breaks the charge yet again and sends the horsemen wheeling off between the houses on either side. The infantry is nearing Trade Street behind the houses. The Patriots manage another volley, but they are in danger of being flanked. Davy orders his men to disperse into the woods to your left. Others move up Tryon, which becomes the Salisbury Road north of town, protected by Colonel Joseph Graham's rear guard. To see how the battle ends, visit the nearby Sugar Creek and George Lock stops. In Independence Square, you can see the round bronze marker that for decades marked the courthouse location in the middle of the intersection. Nearby is a marker for the controversial Mecklenburg Declaration and the resolves. See footnote 2 on this page. Follow the walking instructions under Cornwallis's camp and then use its audio clip.